Montana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. Was there funny business before President Trump's inauguration? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Federal prosecutors in New York want to know, issuing a subpoena to the Trump Inaugural Committee.
The Wall Street Journal has been reporting that federal investigators are trying to find out if donors gave money in exchange for political favors. And they also want to know if the committee misspent the $107 million it raised to stage events celebrating the inauguration.
Fox's Jill Nato. The committee says it intends to cooperate. Tonight, the president goes to Congress to deliver the State of the Union.
Calling for unity. He's calling for an end to retribution and resistance politics.
Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says he'll push for a wall, which Democrats refuse to fund.
Anybody who's sitting there with their arms folded, harumphing, looking like they sucked on 12 lemons, that's on them, not him.
Now, some Democrats refuse to attend. Stacey Abrams, who lost a close race for Georgia governor, will deliver the Democratic response. A state trooper gunned down in Virginia. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Dave, it happened in Cumberland County, about 50 miles west of Richmond, when the Virginia State Police tactical team was helping the Piedmont Regional Drug and Gang Task Force serve a search warrant late yesterday. Connie Geller with the Virginia State Police says that's when someone inside the home started firing shots.
One of the troopers that was members of the tactical team was shot.
Trooper Lucas B. Dowell, a native Virginian, died at the hospital. The shooter inside the home was also shot and killed, Dave.
Tony Ralph Northam remains Virginia's governor, despite an outcry from fellow Democrats over a racist photo from a 1984 school yearbook. If he resigns, Justin Fairfax would take over, but he's dealing with a sexual assault allegations from 2004 he denies.
Does anybody think it's any coincidence that on the eve of potentially my being elevated, that that's when this uncorroborated smear comes out?
At least 10 people are dead in Paris, France, after an apartment building was set on fire in the middle of the night. The suspected arsonist, a woman with mental health problems who police say was drunk when arrested. This is Fox News.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Another historic day for Pope Francis, taking his faith to the Muslim world.
Loud cheers as Pope Francis arrives at a sports stadium in Abu Dhabi for the first papal mass ever to be held on the Arabian Peninsula. In a nod to the UAE's largely foreign Catholic community, the Pope saying it's not easy to live far from home, but the Lord is faithful. With around 135,000 people in the crowd, it's thought the mass could be the largest show of public Christian worship the peninsula has ever seen. Simon Owen, Fox News.
Millions of people in Asia celebrating the Lunar New Year. That's at a temple in China as people light incense sticks and pray for good fortune and health, ringing in the Year of the Pig, one of the 12 animals in the Chinese zodiac. There are a bunch of people tweeting Free 21, supporting a rapper who was arrested by immigration agents. There's even an online petition started by a Black Lives Matter co-founder aiming to stop him from being deported.
Rapper 21 Savage, who was nominated for a Grammy, was taken into federal immigration custody Sunday. The rapper, whose real name is Shia Bin Abraham Joseph, was arrested in a targeted operation in Atlanta. Customs enforcement officials say the British citizen who overstayed his visa also has a felony conviction. 21 Savage is nominated for 2 awards at this Sunday's Grammys, including Record of the Year for Rockstar alongside Post Malone.
Feel just like a rock star.
The rapper did enter the country legally in 2004, but his visa expired in 2006. And in 2014, he was convicted on a felony drug charge in Atlanta.
Michelle Polino, Fox News.
It'll be day two of deliberations in New York City for the jury at Joaquin El Guzman's trial. He's accused Mexican drug lord who could get life in prison. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Tuesday morning. What happens in your life? You grow up. You're kind of in the cool crowd. You're in on everything. You work out. You do all that stuff. And, you know, all the groups and bands and everybody that's in everything. And then you watch a Super Bowl and you don't know anybody. How does that work? It's not like I intended to get square and out of it and really old and funky. I don't know what happened. Because, I mean, Michelle Polino in that little report there started talking about all these people. I don't know anybody.
Right.
Where are the Doobie Brothers?
I don't know.
Where's Billy Joel?
And we faced this yesterday about the Pepsi commercial.
Where's Elton John?
I think that was Little John in the Pepsi commercial.
Who's Little John? Isn't that Cardi B? Little John's a Robin Hood character. I mean, where's Fleetwood Mac?
I told Anna, Stevie J says he's 900 years old.
But I don't know where did it happen?
I don't know.
Where did the dark socks and shorts introduce themselves? What, when? It is life, but it is, I don't know. I guess you just gravitate toward things that aren't cool anymore. Anyway. Good morning. Time for the news brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's classicplumbinginc.com. Here's Jamie Monticelli.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Fights broke out at Urbana High School yesterday, resulting in 7 students and a parent being arrested, and a teacher was hurt. Police were called to the school at about 11:45 a.m. yesterday and found 2 groups of students were fighting, and a teacher who tried to intervene was hit and fell to the ground. Several students accidentally fell onto the teacher. Other fights broke out elsewhere in the school. 35-year-old Adrian Pettis of Urbana was arrested on charges of resisting, obstructing a police officer. Extra police will be on site for today's classes. The Urbana Police Department is doing its popular annual bicycle giveaway on Valentine's Day this year. It begins at 10 a.m. and goes until noon or until the bicycles are gone. It'll be held just north of the Urbana City Building at 202 South Vine Street U. The bicycles are offered in as-is condition, and police ask each person to be limited to 1 bicycle. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
All right, 7:08, we check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service and brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. They turn your feelings into flowers. You got Valentine's Day coming up. Don't forget, Blossom Basket Florist, you go to Village at the Crossy Champagne or Cunningham in Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. How do we look, Diane?
Well, 27 and overcast right now. A little cooler today for our start. We've got a high 40 expected today, though, and down to around 35 this evening. We've got a chance of precipitation coming our way and rain mainly after 9 p.m. 60% chance of showers likely, high 50, low 44 on Wednesday, up to 64 on Thursday. Right now, the temperature's at 27 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, good to have you listening. We got a big ball game tonight. You want to go to the game? I have got tickets that you want to win. Stand by for that in about a half an hour. Honda BMW, Ben Quattrone, supplying tickets with a parking pass.
There's a good guy.
You want to win.
Go Illini.
Yeah. Big game tonight on the Deuce, 6 o'clock ESPN 2. I'll be taping the State of the Union. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News, live ace reporter. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Well, State of the Union, here we go. Tonight. I'm wondering about the contentiousness of it all.
Well, it could be contentious depending on how Democrats react. We're expecting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to be sitting in the background of the president. This comes after their back and forth. She actually disinvited him to the State of the Union. That's why the week late. and it could get pretty uncomfortable. Democrats are bringing some interesting guests. One of them, the new congresswoman from New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is bringing one of the protesters that made headlines during the Kavanaugh hearings. Remember the woman who confronted then-Senator Jeff Flake in the elevator?
Yep.
Apparently Ocasio-Cortez is bringing her, so it's perceived as maybe being a bit of a troll, like trolling the president.
Right. Well, here's what happens if somebody stands up and does a pink thing. What is the? I've never seen that at a State of the Union.
Oh, I definitely haven't either. I would seriously doubt that.
I mean, stop the proceeding, Mr. President. You're lying,
right.
America. I mean, well, that could be a first if you're bringing somebody that radical.
Exactly.
Well, I kind of just doubt it. I mean, look, if the one guest of Ocasio-Cortez did that, that would definitely make headlines. But it's not like Code Pink's going to get in there. I mean, as in mass. This is huge, really tight security, and there's a guest list, and not just anyone can get into the State of the Union. So, but yeah, I mean, there was one guy, remember, several years
you
ago.
Lie.
He yelled, liar.
Joe Wilson, you lie. You lie.
Yeah. President Obama.
Right.
So it wouldn't be totally unprecedented to have kind of a heckler in the crowd.
No, listen, listen. I mean, we're losing all decorum here. I mean, things are kind of coming apart at the seams when it comes to respect for the office and all the decorum stuff. I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked at anything. But I do believe that they're going to go to the state of emergency, which is a process. Obviously, nobody really knows what will happen. It'll go through the Ninth Circuit. They'll say, no, you can't do that, Mr. President. It'll be appealed. And then who knows how long all that takes.
Right. It could be fast-tracked to the Supreme Court. That's one option. Although the Supreme Court has been hesitant to do that, to fast-track any of these cases. In the case of the transgender ban, they didn't do that. They kicked it back to the lower court. So... but this would be really a matter of urgency to have that addressed. And
yeah.
Whether or not he'll do that, unclear. But now it appears in this bipartisan group of lawmakers that's supposed to be coming up with some kind of solution for the wall. They haven't even – the Democrats' open offer was zero money for any kind of physical barrier.
Yeah.
And now we're just 10 days away from another potential government shutdown. So – it could be he goes that route.
Well, I don't think they can let him. Now, it's going to have to be something. If they come up with anything, Nancy Pelosi said, we gave not $1 for the barrier. Donald Trump's going to say, we built a wall. I mean, they're going to have to both claim they got what they wanted.
Yes, both have to take away something in their goodie bags. But right now, they just don't seem to be any closer to that.
Yeah, so I don't think they can. And, you know, then the question of, well, why did you all vote for it before? You could certainly ask them all that because just a different time, different political scenario, and different president. So we'll see what happens. And I would go to the window in Vegas and say, I'll take 100 on the state of emergency, please.
Well, we'll check in later and see what happens.
Hey, I know you're a traveler. I just got back from Asia. And if you've never been to Singapore, you probably need to go.
Oh, that's fantastic. No, I haven't been to Singapore, but my colleague John Decker did for the North Korean summit. I've always heard that if you want to go to Asia, to start with Singapore because they start with they speak English, so it's like Asia light.
I might end with Singapore. That's what we did because then you go, whoa, okay, this is a heck of it's like walking around Epcot. But now you can't you can't spit or litter or do anything or you die. But other than that, it's very strict. They go ahead and hang you for drug trafficking, murder, and kidnapping, and it's $500 if you spit. So there's that. But
it's pretty tight.
It's tight, but the result is phenomenal. You're walking around Epcot, and it's like you got to be kidding. Is this real? So you have to go there. And I know how big a fan you are in Costa Rica. I want to get back there. Rachel, how do people follow you?
At Sutherland Fox. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right.
That's Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio, 714. I do want to talk about the Urbana High School fight.
Mm-hmm.
And front page of the News Gazette today, they had to shut school at 125.
Uh-huh. They had a soft lockdown.
Yeah. And I think some parents are going, okay, we don't know why. Why weren't we told why? This is a good question.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Lockdown because of fights. Apparently, fights are pretty common in the Urbana hallways.
And it seems like the new norm is let's not say anything.
What is that?
I don't know. Maybe it'll go away.
No, it doesn't go away. I've got some thoughts on this.
Okay.
And bye. Okay, let's jump to our morning sports headlines at a quarter after 7 ESPN 93.5.
And again, 359-2255 in case you'd like to chime in about the situation in Urbana.
Anything we do, you're always welcome. 359-2255.
Illinois and number 9, Michigan State. Now, Michigan State's lost a couple.
Yeah, they're still great. But it's an orange out tonight. Everybody's going to be in orange.
Yeah.
And energy's going to be off the charts. We're a young team with capabilities. I think it's possible. I think it's going to be difficult. But if you beat Michigan State, that'll be something.
You can add on to your ticket package if you're buying tickets the Nick Anderson bobblehead, number 25.
Yeah. Is he there tonight?
I believe so.
Ran into him at a golf course in Florida.
Oh, really?
It's been a few years.
Okay.
Nick Anderson was just one of those guys you looked at and you say, yeah, he looks like a ball player, but
that's
you wouldn't
right.
think he'd be what he was. He was tremendous. He was a superstar in college and a really, really good NBA player.
Number
he played
seven,
for a long time.
Number 7, Michigan and Rutgers going at it tonight. Last night in Big Ten action, Penn State over Northwestern, 59-52.
Hey, Northwestern, is that men you said? Men?
I think so.
Or is that women? Anyway, Northwestern, because Penn State hadn't won yet. So
okay.
I'll check that out.
Okay, thank you for that. Purdue, number 15. Wisconsin, number 19. Iowa, number 20. Maryland, number 24. Yep, we've got the new AP Top 25 poll that's just came out. It's the same as last week in the sense of the top four of Tennessee, number 1, then Duke, number 2, Virginia, and Gonzaga. Then number 5 is now Kentucky. Pacers over New Orleans yesterday, 109-107. They'll host the L.A. Lakers tonight. On the ice, we have the Blackhawks at Edmonton and St. Louis Blues in Florida to take on the Panthers. I was reading about Tommy Pham and the arbitrators hearing his case today. He wants a raise from $570,000 to $4.1 million. The Rays are arguing that they'll do $3.5
million. Well, he'll get a lot more than he's been getting. He was a guy that was in a minor league for 10 years. Played well for the Cardinals.
Uh-huh.
Certainly deserves, as it goes, more than $500,000 a year.
At the end of July is when he hopped over to Tampa Bay.
Right. I would think he'll get his $3 or $4 million, which would be a whole lot more than $500,000. I think he deserves it. He's been around grinding for a long time. Okay, it was Penn State getting their first Big Ten win.
Okay.
59-52 over Northwestern.
And Illinois women were beat by Maryland yesterday.
Maryland got off to a fast start. 80-66 to Maryland women over our women. Our Illini women are 1-10 in Big Ten play.
Uh-huh.
All right, it is 718 ESPN
93.5. Glad you're listening. A quick text in from Lily saying, Stevie, Muhammad St. Joe Tolono schools continue to grow until the chaos is put to end. Restorative justice is great in theory, but so is socialism.
I have thoughts, and it's complicated. It's not an easy issue. Because when you have people that are 14 and troubled and they're disruptive and they're kind of dangerous, and what do?
I mean, I thought there was a juvenile detention school.
You would call home, but there's no home or it's broken. Okay, so then you're going to send all your troublemakers. That's what I think that they're trying not to do. And if you don't take out the people that have issues, the people that are trying to learn aren't going to learn. That's not fair to them. Well, we have to be understanding. You have to get rid of the bad people or you can't have peace.
Jonathan's texting in about his spouse working at Urbana High and fearing for safety.
Well, that is...
teachers.
I have more. Stand by. The weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years. WattsCopy.com.
Kind of a cloudy gray day today. The chance of precipitation mainly after 5, 20%, high 40, low 37, 100% chance of rain, fog coming into Wednesday, high 50 tomorrow, down to around 44, a 60% shot at showers, 90% chance of rain on Thursday's forecast, then breezy as the temperatures go from 60 to 14, only up to 22 with sunshine on Friday. 27 now on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. It's now 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Alphabet, the parent company of Google, is reporting a stronger quarter, though it was paying more to add employees for research and development and for other reasons. Alphabet earnings were stronger than expected, but its spending surprised Wall Street. Viacom is reporting a mixed quarter. Its earnings were better than expected. Its U.S. box office improved over a year ago. However, most of its media networks are seeing viewership decline. The bright spot was MTV, helped by Jersey Shore Family Vacation. BP made a profit in the recent quarter after losing money a year ago. It continues to face expenses from the 2010 Deepwater Horizon disaster. Recently, it has improved oil and gas production. Food processing company Archer Daniels Midland is reporting a disappointing quarter. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Ingram on Fox News Channel.
I think we deliver real, honest, strong opinion day after day, night after night on Fox, and the viewers expect that. They know with me they're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people slack, but I'll also be fair. It's a place where we have real debate, and we really respect the traditions that made this country great.
On Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
They have this Maytag electric dryer I bought back in the 1960s. It's been a good dryer. But one day, the drum stopped turning. I figured, well, maybe it's time to put the old boy in the appliance rest home and get a new one. But before retiring it, I wanted a final diagnosis. So I called Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They came right out and took one look at it and told me they had the part it needed on the truck. They fixed it the same day, charged me only $100 for all the parts and labor, and saved me from having to buy a new one. I guess me and the old Maytag still have a few years left in us. Thanks, Dick Van Dyke. Wow.
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Champaign, Urbana within the past month. Our technicians carry a huge parts inventory on their trucks and fix most appliance problems on the first visit. Wow.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
ESPN 93.5, the Urbana fights at Urbana High School, headline in the News Gazette, early dismissal, seven students, one adult arrested after the fights, teacher hospitalized. What was the last text you had in? 359-2255.
Sorry, I was reading the statement from the Urbana police. My spouse teaches at Urbana High. I honestly worry about safety. I tell this person to get as far away from the fight as this person can. It's not a teacher's job to break up fights. The school got rid of their quote-unquote deans this past year. They were the people who usually would handle these situations. Now teachers are in the middle of things. I'm not happy about how this school is being ran.
What I don't understand is why you aren't removing the people that cause a fight. Certainly you have a clue as to who they are. So what is it about? You just remove them. How in the world are you ever going to? You can't just say, well, you know, they deserve an. How many chances? I mean, it is. You get what you tolerate, right? If you're going to allow fights in your hallway, you're going to get fights in your hallway. You need to remove the students that are doing this and get them out of there. I don't know where they go. I don't know what happens to them. I just know they can't be there. Is that unreasonable? Is that not tolerant? It's ridiculous. We as a society are just saying, well, that's okay. They're in a bad situation. We got to figure it out. No, you don't figure it out. You get the bad people out. You just take them out so the good people can learn. I know that may sound draconian, but that's kind of where we are right now. Why are all the shootings in Champaign? We're getting more shootings now. Why is that? Well, because people, nobody will talk to us, and the penalties maybe aren't strict enough. Maybe we need to really make it bad when you shoot a gun or something, a legal gun or something. Maybe you just have, if there are going to be laws, you must enforce the law. Can you fight in a hallway? No. Okay, so what happens when they fight? They need to be expelled for life or the second time for life. Maybe you give them one shot. Maybe they were pushed into it. I don't know. There's stuff to sort out, but there are definitely bad seeds in these schools that need to be removed. Why is that difficult? You can't have calm when you have chaos mixed in. You've got to get rid of the chaos. I don't know what happens to them. I don't know what happened to their life. I'm so sorry they have nobody at home. I'm so sorry they're mixed up with drugs. But they gotta leave school. Otherwise, you get fights in the hallway every day.
Well, it says in the course of investigation, this is a statement from the Urbana Police, it has been determined two groups of students were engaged in this fight near the cafeteria. The teacher attempting to intervene appears to have been battered. The teacher fell to the ground. Several students accidentally fell on the teacher. 8 arrests made in the afternoon. Yada, yada, yada. Officers arrived within a minute of the altercation near the large main hallway near the cafeteria, located the teacher in need of medical assistance, and the officers broke up the fight and tended to the teacher.
And so you're telling me that it's so unstable that you have to release school at 125. You got a lot of problems if you don't have control of that thing. And so what happens to all these people that started these fights? Suspended for 3 days and then right back in it Monday? Is that kind of what we're doing? Or are you going to get them out of there and they're gone for life? I'm telling you, we accept too much. This is ridiculous. This is not acceptable. You cannot have that in your hallways, ever. Or you're going to have that in your hallways. And I don't think Urbana's that. I think they've got more than they've normally had, but every school has these issues to look out for. I remember the girl fights at Franklin Middle School when Nathaniel was there. Girl fights are regular. Girl fights.
There's another comment. Wasn't there a parent in the middle of this stirring up? Why was that person even there? And then there's another comment. What do the two groups indicate? That sounds like gangs.
Well,
In this report, talking about the 35-year-old Urbana woman arrested for resisting obstructing a peace officer.
I thought that was the guy that was arrested. I thought there was.
It said Adrian C. Pettis, but it's because they're a woman.
Oh, okay.
Adrian's
maybe
kind of a neutral name.
Well, I'm not sure about anything about that. I think the Urbana police, I'm kind of on the side of police always. So they were called in. I don't know why Urbana was resistant in telling all the parents why they were releasing
the schools. That's right. This statement is from the police.
Yeah, the school didn't tell the parents why they were getting out.
Right.
And one of the kids texted the parents, said, "What's going on?" And she said, "Your guess is as good as mine."
Right.
Now, that's not any good. You've got to be a little more open and say, we have some fights going, and it's under control. Everybody's safe. But we're going to, just on precaution from the police, they've suggested we release early.
Right.
So say it.
So I just happened to be in the neighborhood, and we saw 9 police cars, and we saw the ambulance fully up. I saw a fire truck, and, there were people snapping pictures and putting it on social media and, saying details coming. That's when you need to be addressing things as a school, to me.
Well, and you know what? They don't want to.
We make calls here at the station to find out what's going on.
It's the word's out that you've got some stuff going on there. And so the question is, how are they addressing this? What happens to people that have these fights? That's all I want to know. If there are people, I mean, how many chances do they get to remain at Urbana High School before they're expelled for life?
What are the consequences?
What are the consequences? It's not unreasonable to say, I don't want my child to go to Urbana until they figure out the fight thing. Because apparently that's pretty common, and it's unacceptable.
Well, 373 tips is what they're, hoping that people will call in this ongoing investigation.
You get what you tolerate. Text in any other thoughts. Urbana fights. Unbelievable. 359-2255, 359-2255, 730 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump delivers his State of the Union address tonight. It was delayed a week by the partial government shutdown over border security funding that's still being negotiated.
On the Democratic agenda is funding for 1,000 new customs officers, more immigration judges, and enhanced medical support, food, and clothing for migrants held by the Border Patrol, but no money for a border wall. President Trump insists Congress fund a southern border wall while also threatening to bypass lawmakers and declare an emergency if no money is appropriated. Created for that wall.
Fox's Jill Nato. 180,000 people are estimated to have attended a mass celebrated by Pope Francis at a sports stadium in Abu Dhabi. It's the first papal mass ever on the Arabian Peninsula.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police are looking for people who live in the area of North James Street and West Beardsley Avenue in Champaign who have home surveillance camera systems. Police say that was the area of a shooting on Sunday evening. An 18-year-old male showed up at a hospital with multiple gunshot wounds. No word yet on a suspect. We are into tax filing season now, and the Internal Revenue Service is warning taxpayers to be extra vigilant when it comes to new scams this year. MarketWatch says last year there was a 60% jump in so-called phishing scams in which the suspects impersonate a tax preparer or other legitimate person over email. The IRS also has warned about a recent scam where fraudsters sent emails with the subject line, tax transcripts. The IRS says if the agency is going to contact you, they'll start contact with a paper letter in the mail, and they'll only call you in rare circumstances. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, heads up. If you want to win some primo tickets from Ben Quattrone over a Honda BMW, you got to stay right there. I'm talking parking pass and primo for a big game on national TV tonight. Stand by. Don't go away.
Coming this spring, Tolono Family Dental, providing a full scope of dentistry, including cleanings, fillings, extractions, crowns, dentures, and more. Have you been bumping appointments due to the location or financial constraints?
I recently got a consultation, and of course my kid has cavities. I need to move on this, but I'm afraid I'll blow my budget.
Tolono Family Dental will keep you smiling as they take all PPO dental insurance, including Medicaid. Prolonged neglect of your teeth and gums can have a direct effect on your overall health. Recognizing this vital connection between dental health and how your whole body feels, even educators want you to stay on top of it.
The school just called, and I'm in a panic. I need to get these updated dental records for my kids.
Rest assured, those at Rocket Nation won't be able to stop smiling with that set of healthy, sparkling white teeth with this new location in Southern Champaign County for better oral care. Just off Route 45 at the only traffic light, 202 North P Street. It's Tolono Family Dental Care, 485-5760.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell him to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Shopping local is great. Money stays here and it creates jobs.
It makes Urbana a destination and it strengthens our community.
Join the Urbana Business Association's Market in the Square and shop local. Each and every Saturday at Lincoln Square from 8 to noon, you'll find an assortment of the best fresh produce, baked goods, meats, cheeses, arts and crafts, and so much more. So this year, invest in your community at Market in the Square, 8 to noon every Saturday, now through the end of April. Go to urbanabusiness.com to learn more.
Call CMI in Champaign for pricing to schedule your equipment survey today. CMIclean.com, 359-6262. They service all industrial cleaning equipment, including dry vacuums, sweepers, scrubbers, and wet vacuums. It's Betsy and Brad Parks, the team, wonderful team, at CMI. Online, CMIclean.com. Here is your weather, Diane Ducey.
Up to 41 with the clouds today, 36 our low tonight. We could see some rain late and showers tomorrow. High 47, low 41. Up to 54 on Thursday, rainy and windy conditions. Sunshine by Friday and Saturday. Thing is, high only 20, down to 9 on Friday. Right now, the temperature's at 26. ESPN 93.5.
All right, talking to Urbana Violence, who do we have? Pastor Courtney Carruthers, is that you, Pastor?
Yes, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Fine. I was talking about the Urbana fights and letting school out early. You're at Dublin Street Church of Christ, correct?
That is correct. Thank you.
All right. Yes. Tell me what's on your mind, Pastor.
Well, we have been talking with parents in the community in regards to the violence, the things that are taking place in the school as well as in our community. And so the parents have addressed the concern to get together biweekly on Monday, which was the first day on yesterday. And as we had planned, this violence erupted, which gives us the understanding that we need to have more of our parents interacting with each other because the schools are not suited to handle things that are going on. Their purpose is to teach our children. But when there is a continual disturbance, it takes away the purpose of teaching our children effectively. So I believe wholeheartedly that our parents need to engage each other, which we came up with a program called STEP, Sharing Thoughts on Effective Parenting, to bring parents together to talk about what we can do before a situation happens and after a situation happens, such as on yesterday. And we did meet on yesterday. We had a turnout, and the concerns was, how do we keep our children safe? How do we tell our children not to get involved in a fight, but when they're constantly being heckled and taunted? And if they do get in a fight, then both the one who started the fight and the one who was innocent, both get expelled.
Yeah.
And so to help the parents understand that they're not ineffective, we just need to encourage each other to find ways to motivate our kids and to inspire our children that they can go to an environment like the school that is healthy for their educational growth.
Well, Pastor, everything sounds great. And I suggested that you have to remove the bad people from school. Is that right? Do you agree with that?
Not necessarily. Well, you're not ever going to get rid of bad people doing evil things. What I hold is the fact that we have to, yes, expel the ones who are highly disturbing the atmosphere. But our children do need to have a place where they can talk, be counseled. But of removing every bad student and not weighing it out to an understanding why they're doing what they're doing is not going to, I don't think, will cure the problem.
Well, I think that it sounds like you're telling me there's just too many that are troubled and have issues, which is really sad. And tell me, what do you do when I had a teacher tell me this years ago, that the best part of the kid's day are 8 to 3 when there's structure because the home is so broken. What do we do with that, Pastor, when you don't have the drug dealer's your best friend because he's the only guy that even looks at you? How do you handle the absent parent?
Right. Well, that's why we need men to help mentor the children. I have spoken with families that are mothers that are raising boys. We need more men in our community to step up, to be a good example. motivate our young men and young ladies to be healthy in their mind and in their ethic. You can't have parents, one mother raising three or four children by herself and she's working three or four jobs. Because what would take place is that the children would take after frustration in the school. And the children are now keeping the home together themselves.
Yeah.
While the mother is gone. And so they feel that they are an adult by right and is having another adult to talk to them. They're going to lash out. And so if we have more of our men to step up in our community and in our churches and all around, we could see a difference.
Well, I really appreciate, Pastor, you calling in. And, you know, all we can do is keep working. I just am so frustrated with what our society tolerates. Because if you can't fit into a school where you're supposed to be learning, you can't be there is my thought. And I don't know. I know we're losing kids, and I know we have a lot of kids that need some help and guidance. But the ones that are consistently causing these problems have got to go, in my opinion.
They do. If they're not going to cooperate, they're going to be intolerable. They're not going to pay attention to all the help and the resources that people are trying to give them in the school, and they're just going to be a disturbance.
Yeah.
Because they have nowhere to go. They do need to go.
Yeah.
But there has to be a better efficient way to judge that matter, because a child can strike out at any moment. And do we just get rid of our child because he's being bullied or he's being bullied?
No, I understand. I understand. You got to make sure you got the right people. I understand all of that, the process.
Yes.
Pastor, how do people find Pastor Courtney Carruthers, Dublin Street Church? If you have a phone number, a website, what do they do?
Yeah, we have a website. It's the Dublin Street Church of Christ website. It's on the Facebook. We're located at 1402 West Dublin Street. Every other Monday, on the 18th of this month, we're having another meeting with the parents. We want to invite all the parents to come out at 7 o'clock on the 18th to talk with various other parents as well in our community and other leaders as to how we can step up and do better things and guiding our children gracefully and expedient and to have expedient measures to work through when they're going through a situation that we had on yesterday. Our prayer and hearts go out to the teacher that was injured, and we do need to thank God for our teachers and their tolerance and their patience to keep our children safe.
Yep.
We want to keep praying for her.
Pray for the safety of Urbana High School. Hey, listen, I appreciate you, Pastor, for calling in. Thank you, sir, and let's keep it going.
Thank you.
Thanks for what you're doing. Yes. Thanks so much. Pastor Courtney Carruthers, Dublin Street Church.
We were talking about the parents, and Jim had texted, the parent being arrested proves the students are acting exactly the same way as their parents act in our society and at home. Children learn their actions from their environment. And then another text, there is no longer discipline in our society.
Yeah. Well, and Pastor said, you got a lot of issues there, so you got to be careful. And I agree, because the guy gets pushed into a fight, he can't be expelled. So you got to make sure that, you know, I give them more chances, but how many? Two, three, four? How many is enough to say, you're done? You can't be here. Good luck to your life. I'm sorry. If your focus is on trying to keep order and teaching people at Urbana High School to learn, you got to remove the people that cause fights. And you can't have gangs. You got to remove them. All right. Text in. Am I on point here, or am I being too disciplinarian here? You just can't have it. You can't tolerate it. But I wouldn't do, because one person lashed out because they were being bullied. You don't expel that. You have to find out what's going on. But there's probably people that have done multiple things.
Mm-hmm.
They're gone. They don't come back. Too harsh, 359-2255. All right, 744. Going to talk to Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
We talk vets and doggies and cats.
Mm-hmm.
Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. It's an award-winning dealership. What's that look like? You can stop by off Neil at Burwash and Savoy. You can crisscross applesauce, eat off the BMW showroom floor. It's stupid clean. It's unbelievable. I check it every day. And if you want to buy a Honda, you can't buy a better vehicle around for whatever you need. If you want a sporty look, you got that. Odyssey, the incredible van they've got. I've got a shop vac in the back of mine, built in.
Nice.
Yeah. And, boy, you all need shop vacs in your van.
Especially if you've got the doggies.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Anyway, the Pilot, the CR-V, we love the CR-V. It's Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, and the man over there is Ben Quattrone. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Well, there's a big game tonight at 6 o'clock. It's a Michigan State-Illinois game, and I'm going to be sitting by you, Ben. Is that right?
Yeah, you're going to sit next to me, so, you know, keep your hands to yourself.
Well, this will help my...
I'm a good-looking man, so,
listen,
you know.
This will help my whole thing. When I'm seeing with Ben Quattrone, it's going to help my life. So, oh, look, man, Stevie J knows somebody, man.
There you go.
That is so cool. Okay, so we're giving out two tickets and a parking pass. Describe where these tickets are, Ben.
Okay, so these tickets are in the Logue box section. So if you're ever at the game and you look up kind of near the end zones and you see these seats that look like they're almost sitting at a desk.
Wow.
They're on the second half Illini side, so you have the Illini coming at you. They bring you free food.
What?
Popcorn.
What?
Popcorn's free. Soft drinks are free. If you have a ticket, they'll bring you like a cheeseburger and fries,
what?
Or whatever, you know, they bring it to you.
Huh?
If you so choose, they'll bring you a cold beer if you're of age. It's just kind of nice. You have a kind of an office chair, not a bleacher chair. It's just kind of cool. There's a little TV there.
What?
You can watch the game or you can watch Game of Thrones or something. So
I am unfamiliar with this. This is like the fancy schmancy stuff. And where's the parking pass?
The parking pass is in E14. It's right next to the State Farm Center.
Wow.
On the west side.
Unbelievable.
I think, of State Farm Center. So this way, you get in the game, you get in, you get out easy.
Unbelievable.
It's a cool experience and. It's an easy thing for us to do. We love doing it.
All right, listen, if you want, they would come see you when they win, correct, at Honda BMW?
Right.
Okay, go find Ben today. We'll give you the details. But what you can do to win these is to text in ILLINI or I if you want, if it's easier and quicker. Text in 359-2255 for these two Logue or Loge box seats with the people bringing you stuff. And the parking pass next to State Farm on the west side,
woo!
It's going to be the 200th text. Because we're going to get loaded on primo two seats that you can't get that Ben Quattrone can. And if you want to go, you have to text in I or ILL, whatever you want. If you text in 359-2255, you'll win two tickets and a parking pass that just don't come very often. And this is a nationally televised electric orange out. This is going to be where you want to be. You're going to be the man, the woman. You're going to be it. This is going to be so great. Anybody?
Oh, yeah.
All right, 359-2255.
We're halfway there.
Oh, my gosh. 100 texts already, Ben. Okay.
All right, great.
I'll be over. I don't know exactly what to do to sit next to you. Do I need a limo? What do I do? I don't know.
I think you got to pick me up. I mean, I think that's only fair.
I think it's totally.
I got a parking pass, too, so we'll chat later.
Well, okay, because I've got a CR-V, and
right.
It's really nice. So if you want me to come get you, I can do that, too.
It's an early game.
I know. I'm fired up because I can get to bed, and I can also stay to the union when I get home.
Exactly.
Okay, listen, I'll be in touch. Thank you, Ben.
Okay, guys.
That's a Ben Quattrone over at Honda BMW.
You're probably the only one that says, oh, good, I can get home for the State of the Union address.
Is that not the... Oh, I see. Okay, well.
Okay, I got a text before I acknowledge our winner here. That it's from Big Mark saying, kids getting expelled need to be enrolled in an academy high school, like Lincoln's Challenge, not left at home either.
Well, I agree. There has to be somewhere to go. I don't think you're going to – obviously, home isn't working out.
I think I've heard various circles of young people talking about the READY program.
You're not ready to be in high school.
Right.
If you're a troublemaker. And I think the schools do try and get rid of the troublemakers. I think you could probably question how many chances a person gets and, I guess, what the offense is. But there are too many fights, and fights are not allowed in school. So take it from there. 359-2255. We are going to the 200th text to win two primo seats of the big game tonight and a parking pass. And the orange out.
They've trained. They've practiced. They're better, stronger. All that's left is you. They need you to take them to the next level.
Frazier with four, with three. For the tie, going to try to shoot a three.
Get your Illini basketball 4-pack to Penn State on February 23rd for only $89 on FightingIllini.com or call 866-ILLINI1.
ServPro of Champaign is proud to announce the purchase of Piatt and DeWitt counties. David and Susie McGuire took ownership of the new territory in September. Cities being served include Clinton, Bemet, Monticello, and Mahomet. The McGuires are excited to expand the ServPro brand, a leader in the restoration industry across Piatt and DeWitt counties. The McGuires opened up their first ServPro in 1990 in the Champaign area. Within a few short years, additional franchises have opened to serve Vermilion, Edgar, Clark, Moultrie, and Douglas counties. ServPro of Champaign looks forward to serving the new communities as they move into 2019.
Pia's opens every morning daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Hi, this is Sarah,
Shannon,
and Sylvia about an empty tomb work. In this world, some things are just not right.
One of them is little kids under 5 dying from simple causes in 40 countries.
You can feel hopeless, or you can donate $50 once a year at missionmatch.org.
Strengthen the supply lines.
Through churches, in Jesus' name.
There's a lot you cannot do.
You can do this.
missionmatch.org.
There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint Unlimited and enjoy a great wireless plan at an amazing price. For a limited time, make the switch to Sprint and get your third, fourth, and fifth lines free. That means 5 lines of unlimited for just $20 per month per line. That's a savings of more than $1,000 your first year over Verizon and AT&T. Hurry to a Sprint store, visit Sprint.com/unlimited, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Make the switch to Sprint today and get your third, fourth, and fifth lines free. That's 5 lines of unlimited for just $20 per month per line from Sprint, a network built for unlimited. This is a limited time offer, so act now.
After 1/31/2020, pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines of unlimited basic with autopay. Savings compared to Verizon Go Unlimited and AT&T Unlimited and more for 5 lines. Features differ. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Rachel, are you there?
Excuse me, yes, I am.
You win!
Yay!
I got the two primo seats where they bring you food. What's that? How does that work?
Right.
Just kind of.
That is fantastic.
Excuse me, I'm over here. Could I please have some more? Please? That's so cool. And then you get a parking pass, too. I'm so excited for the game. Do you have orange to wear, Rachel?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I'm going to need your energy tonight.
Uh-huh.
Big game with Michigan State on national television. You're going to be there. Rachel,
that's wonderful.
You enjoy these, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So happy for you.
Yeah.
Rachel wins. Okay. She'll go over to Honda BMW and pick those up from Ben Quattrone. And nice of Ben to give these away. I just have never been to the State Farm Center where I'm sitting there and I say, may I have some more, please? That's just cool. Just haven't been in that seat. So that's what Rachel gets to do. Cheeseburger and fries? Yeah, I know I've had 3. Oh, French fries. That's kind of a weakness for me. Okay, ESPN 93.5, 753. On Tuesdays, we want to explore the cat and the dog. We love pets. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Todd Likens is the pet pro. He's at Madison Kirby, also next to the police station in Mahomet, where his dogs protect the police, the finer people in Mahomet. How are you?
We're doing good today. And my dogs have had no robberies since they went on duty.
No, there's just no way. Your doggies are...
Nobody's going to mess with these guys.
A little bark going on. When you had minus 44 last week, you said they were going to go to the basement. My dogs, I mean... They didn't get a walk for like 2 days, and it was like, 1:30 in the morning, I had to wake up and say, okay, what is going on here? Excuse me, because Charlie had a bone, and he wouldn't sit down. And the reason, because Lovey was falling, and she wanted the bone. So it was like, it was 1:30 in the morning. What are you guys doing? Because they were restless. How'd your dogs handle it?
They did good. We get downstairs from our basement as long enough we can throw a ball, and of course everybody wants to chase the ball. And we got it so they can run laps too. So it's a good time down there. It's a good doggy playground.
All right, so you have like a herd mentality because when one goes, they all go, right?
Yep, exactly.
Except Isabella, Bella, as you know, is a little bit further. Hey, Bruce. Bella's a little further advanced. She looks at balls as, why would I get that for you when you're capable?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's, some dogs are definitely ball getters, and the others are just advisors on how to pick it up and run with it.
All right, so people are still getting Walterized. Tell people what that is.
Well, that's our bath brush special, $20 for really most any dog. Nails, the bath and ears cleaned, their glands cleaned, and just an overall, they go out fluffy and smelling good for probably a week or two.
And what about February being check out the teeth month?
Hey, we're doing good on that. We you know, we have to start in January, and I think we did six the other day.
Wow.
It's just a lot of dental work going on. The good news is, because people that are regular the program, we're not pulling teeth like we used to.
Excellent. Yep. Because the things need attention every now and then, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Especially bear.
What is problem with Bruce? What's going on?
Well, we got somebody that came in, so he's just alerting me that it's a very dangerous situation. Dog coming in, get Walterized.
That's so funny. Okay, so again, what are some of the issues as we get into a little warmer weather? The dogs can get out. It's going to be muddy. Wipe the paws.
Honest to gosh, our dogs, our patio was so dirty from all this snow and slush that we had to bathe everybody yesterday because they'll get skin conditions.
Yeah.
So, they go out in the slush and junk. You need to keep the hair coats clean, and it also helps keep them warmer, too. So this is a great time of year to get a bath because they're dirty and that's not good for them.
Is Taylor bringing her little pup in?
Absolutely,
Cotton's
a hard working dog already at 3 months old.
Okay, we need to get our Walterizing things going on. You also have Taste of the Wild, which is a primo dog food, the cheapest anywhere in town.
Yep, and it's $39.99, and I was just reading on my pet food advisor site. They've reviewed 370 foods, and they list their top 20 in no particular order, and Taste of Wild's right there on the top 20.
Wow, that's good food for less money. If you go in, you can buy a bag of that. Okay,
yep.
Dr. Todd Likens, where do people come see the zoo?
Hey,
where
come are on. Come see the zoo at Kirby and Manis I think Cotton's working Muhammad today, so at right beside the police station in Muhammad.
I mean, the puppies are like advertising dogs. You put them on TV. No, I'm serious. The ones you'd see on TV.
Ready for the puppy ball.
Oh, so good.
Cotton loves sitting working the front desk. She'll just sit on whoever's at the front desk for hours, just sitting there looking at everybody.
Okay, my friend, talk to you soon.
All right, see you guys.
That's Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro. You need a good veterinarian. Also, the $20 Walterized, meaning your dog's nails, coat all washed up, brushed out, smelling dandy.
Yes, we got that with Olive last week.
So nice, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
7:58, I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey, 359-2255. Continue our discussion about high school and other things coming up. Don't go away. If you're looking to save money at a